Welcome to Swingers,
the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hits. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content.
Welcome to episode 12, Voyeurism Voyage.
Ahoy.
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 One of my little kinks.
We'll delve
into that a little bit later on. So, what have we been up to?
Oh, I don't know about you, but...
You've been playing some games, haven't you?
I have. But we've had two bank holidays. We've lost an hour. I don't know whether I'm fucking coming or going.
Oh, my God. I haven't caught up on sleep. And it's just, like, so fucking bright in the morning. In the bird's chair, but I'm like,
I know. Wow. I've got a brand new sleep mask, so... I don't. I may have accidentally not put my blindfold away after some gameplay Saturday evening and was asked by a mini human who found it.
Oh.
What's this? And I was like, oh, it's a sleep mask because it's really bright.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been.
A lot of other things that could have been found. It could have been a bit more traumatizing for you. Massager.
Yeah, everything's just a back massager.
Unless it's a strap-on.
I don't even know how I'd explain that.
Lockable case.
Yes.
We are both...
If anyone could recommend a lockable case.
Yeah, and a decent size one, because we probably need suitcase
sizes. I know, my collection is just growing and growing and growing. So thank you to Sweet Notions, who kindly sent us a voucher, and I purchased a game called... You and me. Which is hot as hell. I'll get back to that in a minute. And I purchased a game for Gush and I to play on the podcast called Sex Talk.
Do you love
the game? Yeah. Honestly, I could have bought another toy. I could have bought some lingerie. And I thought, you know what? I love me a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a game where I actually sex acts or receive them is right up my street.
I hope it's better than my Love Honey calendar.
I mean, it depends. Like, some of the cards is personal preference, isn't it? I'm not much of a actress or a role player.
Toe sucker.
Or a toe sucker. So
I'll have that card.
Those sort of cards, it was mutually agreed. We were just going to remove those ones. But one of the cards was that it was like, so you, it's a point scoring game. Mm-hmm. I'm very competitive.
Did you win?
Oh, yeah. and very competitive. But one of the cards, it would be like, you know, tie up the other person.
Tie their dick up.
Or tie their hands behind their back and, like, lick their chests. Like, suck on their nipples. And you've got a little egg timer.
Yeah.
And you've got to do it for as long as the egg timer's ticking.
Okay.
Or, like, he had to, it was, like, put your hands in, like, in her knickers. Mm-hmm. And insert a finger and then remove it 10 times and then that's it. You've got to stop. And, oh, the stopping is the hardest part. Yeah.
It's like edge play then.
It's so good. So I highly recommend that game.
Yeah.
So that's Sweet Notions. We'll share that link to our Instagram page. And we have a code, which is SWINGHERS10. And that gets £10 off the entire basket.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yes. Because the game actually was, I think, $15.99.
Wow.
Or $17.99,
don't quote me. And have a whale of a time on the weekend.
Honestly, do it. Game nights are the best kind of nights. Fun sex.
It's good fun. Good fun.
What about you, Dash? What have you been up to?
Well, a bit of a quiet week this week. What I quite liked is we got a little bit of a fan post this week. So you may have seen on our Instagram, one of our top fans, Gentleman Dom, he was playing and he had our podcast in the background. And he sent, you know, tagged us in the post, and yeah, we loved it, obviously reshared it.
I mean, it's a voyeur in us, isn't it?
It's a voyeur in us. And I just thought, why not listen, you know, if you've missed that, because obviously it's a really little story, it wasn't a permanent thing. I've got the actual recording here for you guys, with permission, obviously. So thank you very much for sending this through.
Just a bit of a warning, if you are listening to this on speakers. You might want to turn them down.
Yes.
There's some sexy content.
This is really not safe for work. I've listened to it again tonight and I got a bit roused. So here we go again. Gush is going to get wet.
I wouldn't be in a relationship. Yet. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? Well, but so now I'm a green devil.
I love that we are the soundtrack to that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fanny flutters.
She's having a good time.
She really is. She
was enjoying herself. I don't think they were really paying attention to
Bob. No offence taken.
But hopefully we're listening to it and maybe it inspired them to, you know,
to get it on.
Get it on, you know. Yeah, so thank you again for that. Any more submissions you want to send? Any more dick pics with Gush written on them? It sounds really good. So, yeah, we like it.
I like it. Bit of
fun, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, hopefully got a couple of, like, socials booked in for the next month or so.
We mentioned last week, didn't we, the South Coast Sexies. Mm-hmm. I've got an event on 27th of April.
Yep,
so go find them on socials.
Yeah.
Get the deets.
They're all fab, South Coast Sexies. I think they're on Swing Hub and Instagram as well. So keep an eye out for there. Mm-hmm. Definitely will be in attendance. Hopefully you will come with me. So yeah, it'd be good to meet a few of you, you know, hopefully.
Yeah,
it'd be good fun. So run by lovely people, and yeah, the feedback we've heard so far is great. So, and we've got to check out these new socials. On Wednesday night in the Bournemouth Sauna Bar, their new Wednesday evening event is going to be J&T's All Mixed Up. It's gay, straight, bi, curious, swingers and kinksters. So I just absolutely love this.
Inclusivity. Love that.
Open the door to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And actually, this does take me on to last night's conversation as well. And a guy I spoke to was just getting into swinging. And he's saying that he was bi. And he said he struggled to, in clubs, meet guys that are bi, and I said it's the types of nights that you need to go to. So I'm trying to encourage him to come along to that on Wednesday as well. So I think we're looking to go on the 17th down in Bournemouth of this month. 100% inclusive, and what they've actually done as well, which is quite rare, because normally most events there is charge per person. Single ladies free.
Ooh.
So all my single ladies, get your ass down to the
Sauna Bar,
All Mixed Up, it's called, event down the Bournemouth Sauna Bar. Obviously, come on the 17th, because that's when I'm going to be there. But, you know what I mean? any other Wednesday. So, yeah, really, it's a really nice venue, brilliant playrooms. You know, the fact they've got a hot tub as well, love it. So, yeah, run by beautiful people again. So, can't wait to pop down to that. And then, obviously, you need to get a club booked in again. So, I think there's talks of VA at some point, so maybe we'll put that off into May. But I feel like, I don't know, the reins are off. Gush is back. She's been, you know, when Jerry died. That's kind of how I feel.
Jerry who?
The Spice Girl. You know, when they did that video of like Jerry in the coffin, and like she's back and stuff.
No.
You're not a Spice Girl.
I am a huge Spice Girl fan.
What?
But I do not remember this.
Do you not remember?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I think it was one of her songs. And then she's like in her coffin as Jerry, and then she come back as, yeah.
Okay, sure. It was a weird reference.
That was a weird reference. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, we've got nothing else to say.
Edit that as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, I'll say about last night. So leading on to from the social and the bi situation is I met a guy last night. He's very, very new to swinging with his partner. Their dynamic is they play together.
Yeah.
But he's bi, she's bi. And obviously what he was sort of saying to me, he's been to a few events down in Portsmouth.
Okay.
So I haven't been to those, so I can't make a judgment. I have heard some things that maybe not so good, but I can't obviously, that's people's opinions. I can't make that opinion until I've actually physically been there myself.
Mm.
But he said he's had a couple of good experiences, not so good experiences, where there's been a lot of single guys there, but a lot of single straight guys, and they felt a bit swarmed. So I said, what you need to do is you need to broaden your horizons and not just go to one club. You need to go to other clubs. You need to look at their events and look at ones where they specifically target. There is bi nights. So look at the Bournemouth one, you know.
I think that's it. It's all or nothing, isn't it? Because I've been to events where there has been maybe one single person.
Yeah.
That, like single male even.
Yeah.
And the whole venue.
Yeah.
Then there's been other events that have been completely overrun with straight single males. Oh. Some events have just been cut, like all couples.
Well, literally, it's from the swing hub to other places I've been, like when we even went to the social at our Fabs, there was quite a lot of single guys there then. It was quite quiet, but there's a couple of couples.
I mean, for event nights, I'm not talking about socials, but event nights, I know Ab Fabs in particular were saying that they do tend to monitor the numbers.
Yeah.
So they like to keep a nice balance of if there's X amount of couples, they'll arrange X amount of single women and X amount of single men.
Surprised, yeah.
So it's not a sausage fest or a clung fest or, you know, so things like that. Well, it balances out nicely.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's good advice. Get him to
a bi-friendly night, and then hopefully there will be guys that are there that are a bit more open-minded. Mm. Or even if, you know, it might be that night they don't fancy a guy to join in, they fancy a girl. And I said quite a lot of events just do other couples, nice, strictly, or they do nights where it's just couples and single females and unicorns.
Mm.
So, you know, you've got to shop around, you need to get out, you need to make a night of it, you need to book a hotel.
Yeah.
I think that's more of the point, and travel.
Treat it as a date night.
Yeah, like, treat it as like a night away in a hotel.
Have fun.
Go and have...
Yeah, and even if you don't meet anyone or you don't do anything, voyeurism.
Yeah, voyeurism, you've got some good stories to tell, you've got some equipment to be used, you know, you've got different
I've gone to clubs and not done anything, but I'm a bit of a perv and like... Yeah. Bringing us on to the subject of voyeurism.
Yeah.
I love hearing it. I like watching it.
I
like watching it when people don't know I'm watching it.
So many times at a club, I've just gone and I'm just like a pervert. So normally the first thing I do when I go to the club is like, right, who's
fine? There is something like, I think especially when we went to Untamed, because you can hear.
Yes.
It is a turn on.
Yeah. I stood out the last time we went to the Untamed social. I was just in the hallway at one point and someone was getting, I think, paddled.
Oof.
Was the only word, and it was just whack, and she just, the noises coming from her. I stood there for quite some time. I was like, I'm horny now, can we need to go in this room? But then there's the voyeur and there's the exhibitionist, isn't it? And I think
you can switch between the both, can't you?
Yeah, because I love to perform, but I also love to watch. And I'm always like a visual with the porn as well.
It's so funny though, because I know we've touched on this before, but I'm not so much a porn watcher.
Mm.
But there's something about real life,
yeah.
Couples.
Yeah.
I think for me, porn is just a bit too like, oh, have you come to sort my pipes out? And it's just a bit, you know, when you just think, oh, the storyline is just not for me.
No.
Don't
spend much time on the story.
No. So, and I do love my imagination. So if I can hear it and in my head I can picture it, oh, there's nothing sexier.
No.
Absolutely.
So the actual definition then of voyeurism, this is down to Healthline as well, is it's defined as an interest in observing unsuspecting people. Which I don't really think it's unsuspecting, because I think if you're at a club, I think it's still classed as voyeurism if you're enjoying watching and not participating. Because there are certain people that don't go to clubs to play, they go to literally just watch. maybe fuck their partner, or some people just go just purely just to watch.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the unsuspecting people. While they undress, are naked, or engage in sexual activities, the interest is usually more in the act of watching rather than the person being watched. Mm. So then, yeah, that's your exhibitionist, which will be, sure, coming up in another episode at some point.
I was going to say, like, I think the thought in my head is, I think I'd find it quite sexy being watched, but in reality, I don't know if I'd have the confidence to do it.
I think when you're so in the zone with the person that you're with, like,
you
kind of, the people around you kind of blur. You don't really notice them. You're not, as long as you're, that person that you're with can keep you engaged and keep your focus, you literally just don't even know. You know, and it's a turn on, but then you can't see them because you're so in that moment at that point. But I'm a nightmare. So at, I remember this one sex party in, I think it was actually a penthouse, but many years ago. We went into the cinema room. So again, always a perv, always end up in the cinema room, always expecting to watch porn, unless it's
Swing Hump event and Pretty Woman comes on.
That's totally for me, though.
It disappointed me. Blash would have loved it.
I would have.
Got a popcorn out and, you know, had a little cry.
It would have been like, not seen Blash the entire evening. Where has she been? Well, I'm just in the cinema room with my popcorn watching Richard Gere.
Hopefully being eaten out by
And I'll just do it quietly.
Shh. I'm watching the film. You're ruining it for me.
This is the best bit.
Oh, yeah, but I literally went up and sat next to this couple, and it was a younger lad and a older woman, maybe 20 years older than him, fucking. And I was just like, yeah. But then I just proceeded to tell him what he was... I said, yeah, you need to fuck harder.
I told you, you are a tittler.
I couldn't keep quiet. I was like, I'm
just so bossy.
I am so bossy. But he followed my instructions. Huh. And I think even at the swing
club, dared not to.
Even at the swing hub pajama party, they're again back in the cinema room. I think Pretty Woman bored me. So all right, what's going on?
Who can I boss around in here?
No job. I'm gonna sit and just have a little watch of this instead. So, then I may have proceeded to give her a few instructions on sucking his nut off, you know.
Oh my God.
Play with his balls, he'll love it. Strike his arsehole. Stick a little cheeky digit.
Might not like that.
Oh, how do you know if you like it unless you try?
I mean, true.
Exactly. So the person that is watching, again, go back to Healthline, is a voyeur. But you, the casual reference to it, which you may or may not have heard, which I think is a negative, because I don't think voyeurism should have a negative with it, is
depends peep and top. Peeping top. Depends how your voyeur is.
If you're an old man in the bush, pervin' at your neighbour.
Not to generalise old men.
No. If you're gush in the bush watching your neighbour, I probably have stared at you.
I think, again, the running theme of our podcast is with consent. With consent.
Yeah, but
watch with consent.
Yeah, if you're at a club.
Yeah.
But you must be on a beach at some point and maybe checked out someone's bum and be like, oh.
Yeah, but checking someone out and watching someone bang is a bit different.
Watch them do the walk down to the sea.
Again, it's different. That's different than like watching them, like, having coitus somewhere.
Well, this just says, you know, unsuspecting people while they undress. It could just be, you know, undressing for the beach.
I must be a voyeurism in, like, every aspect then. I do remember...
My people watch all the time.
I know, there's people watching. But, I mean, I am a bit of a perv. I do remember going to... I remember going to the gym and I had a personal trainer. This, like, she was younger than me, a young girl. And obviously, she went to the gym. She's going to be pretty fit. And I've gone down to the changing room. Sweaty buckets, by the way. Like, I've done a 5-minute workout and I'm already just, like, red in the face, looking like a tomato. Went to the changing rooms. And I'm there with my towel wrapped around me really close, like, scuttling away to the showers. And in walks my personal trainer and just drops her towel. Like, she... Because, I mean, you would have confidence, wouldn't you? If you worked out every day.
Yeah.
There was not an inch of that body I did not, like, stare at.
Yeah.
Like, she was sculpted.
You can't help it.
It was like she had been carved by Michelangelo himself. Like, she was, it was incredible. But not in a, like, I really want to stick my fingers in you kind of way. Just in a very appreciative, mm-hmm. oh my God, you are stunning.
Yeah, yeah. You do. If there's a beautiful body, there's a beautiful, you know.
But I'm just a voyeur. I'm just a voyeur.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm a voyeur.
But it's quite interesting as well that it's saying, obviously, it's normally derived from watching others, but it can also include hearing others
engage
in sex. So when we were in the hallway of Untamed, listening to it, you know, it is a turn on.
There is a caveat, though, because I used to have, when I lived in a flat with some very thin walls, you know, love hearing people have sex. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of sexy. Normally,
it depends.
I might
want to your parents.
Oh no! Oh my God! No, that is therapy worthy. Yeah. No, I was living on my own, thin walled flat, and if I should hear neighbours having sex, you know, sometimes I'll get like, he was quite a fitty, so he'd be bringing girls home. They'd be quite noisy, and I'd be like, oh, I might have a cheeky wank to this. But
did you actually?
Yeah, it was hot as hell. It's almost like I was having a threesome with a wall between us.
she was humping the wall.
Like, let me in. No, he started a relationship with this girl as well. She just wasn't my favourite out of all the people he brought home. Because she used to, like, commentate. That's not my thing. I like the moaning and the appreciative, like, sighs. She'd be just like... Oh.
You stuck a finger in my arm.
Yeah, like, she would literally be narrating the entire session.
Oh.
I'm going to come in a minute. Like, it was so monotone.
I understand.
It wasn't like a, oh, I'm going to come. It was just like, I'm going to come in a minute. Like, really, it was so boring.
Yeah. I do like a bit of
chat. Now put it here. Now put it there. I mean, I'm all for the, like...
Suck my fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking dick.
Fill me up, you know?
I said about that last night. It was quite funny.
Wolf.
He was like... Well, you made him suck your strap, and I'm like, yeah. What, so you were being like the bloke? I'm like, yeah. I wanted to feel like a man.
I was a queen with a dick.
I did. And I was like, I don't know what you were fucking moaning about, how hard it is fucking, you know, fucking, like, as a bloke. I said, it's fucking a piece of piss.
That is not what you told me. You were like, oh, it's actually quite knackering. You did.
That's because I went three rounds, back to back.
High five.
No recovery time for Gash. I don't need 5 minutes or a blue pill. No shame in blue pills. They are very good and a lot of fun.
That is a benefit of being a woman. We can just go and go.
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah. Sometimes you may need a bit of lube, but you can still normally just
go. Go and go.
Go and go.
I am like a Duracell bunny. There's no end to the horniness.
This has got plug into the main gym. But it's quite interesting as well. So as well as hearing it, but being told about other people's sexual experiences. So again, the pervert, I am just a perv.
Mm.
Because I was informed this week that the strap-on we had purchased for joint fun was used on a solo event without me.
That turned you on.
I said, why did you not tell me? Why did you not show me? Why was I not involved?
Where was the picture?
Why are you only telling me now? Yeah. Literally, I want to know. Like, I find it hot about knowing that if someone was going to plan to meet up with someone, like, knowing what they're planning to do, then being told straight after of what actually happened, it would just turn me on. Because it's just, yeah, it's
hard
kink. But yeah, bit seeing, hearing, and just reliving someone else's experience. So I think people must get excited by our stories.
I know. Well, you know when you were taking
you
the piss out
me
of
me sometimes. Do I? Tell me about stuff you feel.
Girl. You know you were taking the piss out of me because I said to you,
I never do that.
Oh, all the time. You know, and I said to you that like reading.
Well, yes.
Reading porn.
I found you a T-shirt.
You did, but you were like, oh, is it like 50 Shades of Grey? No, it is not 50 Shades of Grey.
Don't knock 50 Shades of Grey, because that turned me on over a week's
there's
holiday.
There's better books. This, in particular, the event I was talking about, it is like sex confessions. It's like people write into this magazine and they're like, oh, I had sex with my married boss, and then they like describe every detail. And I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty horny.
Because it's real life. Is it real life?
I mean, it could be.
Because you could be like, oh,
I could maybe do my boss. I would not want to do my boss.
50-year-old woman. Nothing wrong with 50-year-old women.
Sorry, Margaret, no offence, just not my type.
We'll be there soon. So going a bit more into voyeurism then. So we're on Cosmopolitan now. So I think it's a bit more edgy than Healthline and probably a bit more entertaining. So it's saying, so does voyeurism and watching people engage in sexual experience consensually turn? So it's saying that it's not the creepy, non-sensual peeping Tom who might come to mind. It is a fetish.
Yeah.
And actually one of the most common ones. So there we go.
I think so, yeah. Where does dogging come in? Do you think that's part voyeurism, part exhibitionist?
No, because the... I think it's the outsideness. I think it's the thrill of probably being caught.
Mm.
I wouldn't say there is a voyeuristic element to it, because a lot of people just go, if you've got your window shut, apparently that's no one comes in, you know.
Mm.
If you've got your window open, it means a hand could come in. I've not been dogging myself.
Yeah.
This is not really for me. And actually one time I was in the forest fucking, and we had the car door open, which is, I think with the car doors open, it's like, fucking come in, you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Did someone come in?
I was sat in the seat. No, I was sat in the seat. He was fucking me from outside the car. And he was like, he just stopped. And I was like, what, what? We're in the middle of the forest, pitch fucking black, middle of the night. I'm like, what, what, what?
Someone's over there. I was like, fuck off.
He's like, yeah, someone's over. I was like, no. I was like, how do you know? I can see the end of their cigarette. I was like, get off me, let me shut this car door, locked it. Luckily, he was a Royal Marine, so I was probably with the person that I could be the safest with.
I don't know, a single person in the middle of the forest in the middle of the night sounds like something from a horror story.
Not a car park close by. Where did this man come from?
He was a bumpkin.
He was walking from the middle of the forest out towards the car park.
He's a forest man.
Oh, forest man?
Yeah, he lives in the forest.
What?
And he feeds off of the doggies that come to the car park.
The empty condoms.
Do you not heard the horror story?
Plenty.
All they ever find is a pair of handcuffs and a used condom. And the bodies are gone forever.
Well, luckily, I have a bedroom. Well, I've got nothing against outside sex. No, actually, there is an outside social forest meetup going at some point.
Is there?
Yeah. I'm going to be quite interested to sit around a campfire.
There was, actually, you just reminded me, an account on Fab. Back when I was on it, and he used to advertise himself as someone who would come and watch you in a car park or in the forest, or would come and sleep with your wife while you watched in a car park or in the forest.
Okay.
But it was always specifically forest or car park. Maybe he was the forest man.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Was he a smoker?
I don't know. I did message him, funnily enough. But...
Oh, it's so funny. So, if you're curious then about what voyeurism and how to do it and why it turns people on, don't worry. I think we'll just scrap that bit, I think.
I think we'll scrap that bit. I think importantly with voyeurism, obviously if someone is living in a flat next door within walls and having sex very loudly, not much you can do about that. Can't really gain consent. I mean, depends how close you are with your neighbours. You could message and be like, look, I'm going to listen. Do you mind? but consent is normally a thing. I wouldn't ever suggest just getting your binoculars out, spying on through people's windows.
I think the most appropriate place to practice voyeurism is in a dogging situation,
close.
In arranged orgy, gangbang. With consent and everyone in agreement with what's happening, obviously, and safe sex as well.
Or
in a club.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only time. You shouldn't really be, you know, pervin. How would you pervert anyone? I guess on a nudist beach, but then you kind of.
But then people are on a nudist beach, so.
For that reason, yeah.
They can't really be, like, offended if someone's looking at them on a nudist beach.
Definitely.
I mean, Yeah, hopefully we'll see a few naked people at socials. Well, probably not at
South Coast Sexy.
No, because it's a vanilla venue.
Yeah,
vanilla which venue. Is nice.
That's it.
It's nice. I like it though. It's like, oh,
get you to dress don't up know for a change rather than dressing down as well.
Yeah.
Leaving more to the imagination.
I just think when you have a social in a vanilla venue, it's kind of nice because like everyone else in the venue doesn't know why you're there.
Should we wear crotchless pants?
Because no one will know.
No one will know.
Should we wear one of our toys? I don't have like remote control toys.
Get you one. I'll have the remote.
I have been looking. I have been looking and I really want the one that you can control via an app.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen? Because you can like do different swirly things and it does different like buzzes in you as well.
Yes, I have seen. I've been doing a lot of investigative work on this. I can't speak to
it. Maybe we need to upgrade our toys.
I need to get a lockable case first. Please, if any of our listeners can help, I would really love a lockable case.
Send a recommendation.
Please.
We need to know.
It's time for BJ time.
BJ time.
Blush's joke.
Oh, Blush's shite joke.
You always call it a shite joke.
It is a shite joke.
Why? You're going to put some water in your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Here you go. Swallowing while I'm holding it in my mouth.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is worse than two girls running with scissors?
Mm.
Two girls scissoring with the runs.
Mm. Sort of funny, she's a bit gross.
Oh, for God's
just a little bit.
Just a tad. I honestly thought I'd get you to laugh with that one.
No, I thought I was going to when I knew probably where it was, because I kind of knew where it was going.
Oh, for goodness
sake. I knew there was going to be scissoring.
If anyone has got like a joke you think would make Gush actually laugh, then if you could send it to me, that would be amazing.
Please do. Yeah, I think it'd have to be quite dark.
I know some dark ones.
Probably jokes. I don't know.
I just don't think they're suitable for the podcast.
Can we not do this? Let's do a disclaimer before you do it. Like this, potentially the next section of the podcast may upset and offend some viewers. Our intention,
no, these are really offensive.
Yeah, our intention is to not upset anybody.
Just to make Gush laugh, basically.
What Blush is saying. If I really want to spray her with water.
I'm not telling those.
You've been affected by anything you've heard tonight on the podcast.
We'll give you a helpline number.
Please message us and we'll apologise profusely. Oh, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. I'll tell you one off the podcast and then if I do get you to laugh, you can just tell them on the next podcast if I've succeeded.
Yeah, I'll be to blame. So, should we go on to my...
It's SST time.
SST, sexy story time. So I've been on the old Google and I'm on yourtango.com. So apparently 10 ultra sexy poems guaranteed to turn you on. So I'm quite liking the poetry.
Well, I think, poetry?
Yeah, poetry. And I'm just wondering, what I want to know is are these...
I've got some poetry.
Are you turned on? Roses are red, violets are blue. Open your legs. I'll go down with you.
Oh, look at you.
That was off the cuff as well. Maybe I'm better at poems than jokes. Come on then. Off what you doing, Mum.
Oh, there once was a woman from Ealing. He thought it rather appealing to open her... No.
Open
her crack. To lay on her back and open her crack and piss all over the ceiling. Oh, that made you laugh.
I thought maybe.
For Christ's sake.
I don't know. It involves piss and dirty things. So should we go for number one?
Go for it.
Oh, this is to turn your partner on. Number one, To a Dark Moses by Lucinda Clifton. You are the one I am lit for. Come with your rod that twists and is a serpent. I am the bush. I am the burning. I am not consumed. Yeah, I kind of nearly started laughing through that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's very sexy.
I mean, you probably just offended the writer there. But...
I think it's just I am the bush.
I am the bush.
Come with your rod. That you can refer to it as. I feel like I've let you guys down, and I'm just seeing if there's any better ones. Someone read this out to me, Albert.
I heard it being referred to as a magic wand the other day, and the female version was eclair.
Eclair?
Yeah, so if you think of an eclair,
yeah,
they're like pastry bit, like the bready, the cakey bit is the flaps, and the creamy bit in the middle is the important bit. Oh, and she referred to cum as vanilla sauce. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. You could have it tasted like that.
It tastes pretty good at me, mate, but I like it.
So, yeah, I'm going to suggest, if you're looking for some sexy poetry, I don't know, it might probably be stuff that will turn you on, and probably not me. It's not
kinky enough.
But actually,
here we go. Sorry, distance. It just took me a little while. Inside by AA. I wrote poems inside of her with my fingers. Our story began with her scream and ended with her soul
on my lips.
Whoa, whoa.
That's a bit better. Poem 8, Inside by AA. Yeah, probably we've gone to 8, so I've gone through 7 other ones, and then at the end, not good.
That's the one that hit the spot for you, right?
That hit the spot. I think it was the, I wrote poems inside it with my fingers.
Ooh. Yeah. I think I need some finger blasting. Stop what looking at me like that. No.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Do you want to play a game? Get your cards out, Lou. I'll get your cards out.
New wish. Give you the time of your life. We do have an interview lined up for next week, and it's our final episode next week.
Yeah,
so
we need a break, though, don't we?
We do need a break.
We need to have some friends time.
We're gonna have some R&R.
We're gonna do some girly things.
Yeah,
go sex case shopping.
We're gonna drink wine.
Yeah,
we're gonna hang out. We're gonna go to the beach.
Yeah,
we're gonna have ourselves a little break.
Yeah, we don't know how long for yet, but
not for long. No. We'll be back, we'll be chatting back. Shit, being day perverts for series 3.
Maybe just wind you, keep you guys hanging on the cliff edge for a little while, and just maybe do some teasers. We might even record the whole next season and just hold on to it.
Yeah.
Hold it for ransom.
Just do a sentence a week.
Yeah, that's it. Drip feed you.
And I obviously need to do some Jake research, because, it's just not working, is it?
It's just, but the thing is, you've not got, probably everybody else is laughing at your jokes, but you've got
laughing at me, not with me.
It doesn't, I'm not a joke person. It's just not.
You are a joke, not joking.
I'm a joker. I'm a midnight toker.
She's proper rhyming now.
I am.
I'm a poet. I just don't know it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's it for tonight.
Ta-ra-ta.
Ta-ra-ta. Ta-ra for now. Have a great week, everyone. Have fun. Play safe. Take care.
Bye.